The Chinese ownership of a vital access port in Australia's north has triggered cross-party agitation for the Commonwealth government to buy it back. Opposition MP Nick Champion is leading the charge on Darwin Port, but AM has spoken with others across the political divide who share his concerns. Here's Defence correspondent Andrew Green.
4 years ago, Chinese company Landbridge won a controversial 99-year lease of Darwin's commercial port in a $500 million deal with the Northern Territory government. Labor's Nick Champion believes it was a mistake.
This was a deal that was done on very narrow commercial priorities for both the Northern Territory and for the company involved. And I think there was not enough consideration of the national interest.
Since 2015, concerns over Beijing's steady military build-up in the Indo-Pacific region have been growing. Over the weekend, Australia again joined the United States in expressing alarm over reports China is moving to establish a new military base in a Cambodian port. Now, the Deputy Chair of Federal Parliament's Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee is calling for a radical rethink on Darwin Port.
It's a very important port, particularly for our northern approaches. We have significant defence facilities in the Northern Territory, and that's the part of the world I guess we have to pay a great deal of attention to. For those reasons, I think that we should look pretty clearly at making sure that that port is in government hands. It's for those reasons I think it should be nationalised.
But what sort of message would that send to Beijing?
The most important consideration in all of this is should be an assertion of our national sovereignty, of our national interest. And I think if it's put in those terms, then companies and others can make their own understandings about why we've done it. This is an important, national facility.
AM has spoken to several MPs on both sides of politics who privately share concerns about Darwin's foreign ownership but have chosen not to speak publicly. Neil James from the Australia Defence Association has applauded Nick Champion for doing so.
Well, it just goes to show how sensible people grasp the sovereignty and security implications. But the idea of nationalising it is a good one, but it may be better to spend the money on purpose-designed facilities elsewhere.
And while he doesn't support the Commonwealth buying back Darwin Port, Neil James believes taking it out of Chinese control would send an important message.
It would send the right message that we were taking our security seriously and that they couldn't bluff or bribe us into compromising it.
That's Neil James from the Australia Defence Association, ending that report by Andrew Green.